Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today, we're going to be doing more prayers with a heavy heart, but also with grace for those in Orlando who died. The latest victim is a two-year-old child who was in a pond in a Disney park playing. An alligator came and took that child away. To the parents, devastated, within the grace of God, we were praying, and they did find the body of the child, but it was all in one. So the alligator did not eat the child. Now, those animals that is doing what's natural to them, but they stopped and preserved the child. So let's pray for the grace and strength of those poor parents, what they must be feeling. A tragic event, as it could be. And those are still hurting in Orlando. They have had many, many deaths through hatred. And that's why I'm praying this prayer. It's called the Act of Consecration, a prayer of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But I like to quote just part of it before we actually start the prayer, because I think it's so appropriate what's going on now in the world. It says, "Through the Sacred Heart, grant us the grace to love each other always. There must be no more hatred among us. Show us your love." So please, pray with me and pray that those need the grace and strength of our Lord. Those families are still here on earth. Those friends and family are still on earth. Let them not turn away from God in this tragic moment, but let them go towards God and be with God and love God, because God loves you and loves all of us. And he cries through his Sacred Heart, he cries among those who hate us and hate God. But remember, we cannot change evil, but we can move towards grace and love and good. Because with every evil, there's good and grace conquering evil. And here's the prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The prayer of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus, we know that you are kind and that you gave your heart for us. It is a crown, thorns, and with our sins. We know that even today you pray for us so that we will not be led into temptation. Stand by us, Jesus, so we will not fall in sin. Through your Sacred Heart, grant us the grace to love each other always. There must be no more hatred among us. Show us your love. All love you and want you, your Shepherd Heart, to protect us from all sin. Enter every heart. Oh, Jesus, knock at their closed doors. Be patient and untiring with us. We have not understood your will and thus remain closed to you. Knock steadfastly and grant us the grace to open our hearts to you at least when we remember the suffering you endured for us. Amen. And God bless you all. And please, God, give the Holy Spirit and grace to those who are suffering for the pain and loss of loved ones, and those for pain and suffering who were there, who were injured, and those who survived. They want to know a question. Why did I survive? And there is one answer: to praise the Lord Jesus Christ and proclaim the good news for all to hear. Amen.